This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Yesterday, NHPR reported on abuse and neglect of people with disabilities at Lakeview Neuro Rehabilitation Center in Effingham. As today's story will explain, going back to at least 2011, state regulators knew about serious problems at Lakeview, yet the state renewed their license each year, giving the facility a clean bill of health. NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports.
This past fall, when the Disability Rights Center released two reports laying out detailed accounts of abuse and neglect at Lakeview, Governor Maggie Hassan called the allegations deeply disturbing. She shut down new admissions and ordered a review of how the Department of Health and Human Services regulates the facility. Here's Governor Hassan last week.
Well, obviously, the concerns and issues raised by the DRC report were very, very important. We take them very seriously, as we do all reports of potential violations of licensure standards or other kinds of potential abuse or lack of care.
But for several years, there has been a stream of incidents at Lakeview: violence, missing residents, frequent 911 calls, and a client who died, allegedly of neglect. Yet none of those incidents prompted sanctions from state regulators.
This was no surprise to them, and yes, they were aware of the gentleman who died up there.
Karen Rosenberg is the attorney with the Disability Rights Center who wrote the reports on Lakeview. She points to the state law regulating residential care facilities.
That statute authorizes our State Department of Health and Human Services to deny, revoke, or suspend licenses when they have reason to believe that people's lives are being jeopardized, when facilities aren't providing for their health, emotional, physical well-being. And there was plenty of information out there to give the department reason to exercise that authority.
We asked the department, why didn't it act until the Disability Rights Center reports were published? Health and Human Services Commissioner Nick Tumpas declined an interview for this story. In an email, though, Tumpas wrote, "I do not think it would be accurate for you to report that the department did not act prior to the Disability Rights Center report." Within Tumpas's department, the Bureau of Developmental Services is responsible for caring for people with disabilities and brain injuries. And for years, placing people at Lakeview has been a last resort for that bureau.
Whenever you place somebody in a place of your last resort, then you better watch what you're doing.
Joni Beasley works at UNH's Institute on Disability. She travels the country consulting states on services for people with disabilities. And New Hampshire recruited Beasley to go to Lakeview twice, once in 2012 and then again in 2013 after the young man died there. Beasley says state officials told her,
"We have people there who are very vulnerable, and we don't think that they're getting the kind of services that they need, and we would like to help them do a better job."
Lakeview declined interviews for this story, but Beasley says when she went there, high-level managers were not open to her suggestions. And 1 year after Beasley's visit, the state of New York had a similar experience with Lakeview management. The New York Justice Center for the Protection of People with Special Needs took issue with the care some New York residents were getting at Lakeview. In early 2014, the Justice Center sent a series of letters to Lakeview complaining it didn't report abusive staff and suggesting Lakeview charged for care it wasn't providing. The center threatened New York might pull funding.
"Sir, whatever your authority is to order them to do things, you are their regulator."
Linda Blumpkin lives in New York City. Her daughter, Jessica Klerfeld, was at Lakeview from 2010 to 2013. Jessica was neglected and abused at Lakeview. But after filing numerous complaints that went nowhere, Blumpkin became frustrated with New Hampshire regulators and sought the help of the New York Justice Center. And last year, the New York Justice Center, it took its concerns about Lakeview, that the facility might be operating outside the law, and alerted New Hampshire, specifically the office with the power to revoke Lakeview's license. That office is headed by John Martin.
"Well, is that a matter that you will now be addressing?"
"In what way?"
"In what way? If
I..." Blumpkin called Martin and secretly recorded the conversation.
"Shows that according to your bureau, Lakeview has a clean record. They're a splendid facility that's not in violation of anything."
That's exactly right. As far as their as far as their clinical inspections go, they have been deficiency-free for at least the last 4 years.
The state does yearly unannounced visits to Lakeview. And at the same time New Hampshire inspectors concluded Lakeview residents received proper treatment, the New York Justice Center found major problems. The Justice Center also concluded New Hampshire's regulators weren't doing their jobs. In emails to Linda Blumkin, a New York investigator called New Hampshire's conclusions, quote, sadly illuminating regarding the Department of Health and Human Services, which we had not intended to rely upon in any case. Martin went on to tell Blumkin the state found problems at Lakeview, but not violations of the law.
We know that they have challenges, but that's different from being out of compliance with our specific rules.
That was a year ago. Since the Disability Rights Center reports, the licensing unit has cited Lakeview for violations several times. On December 30th, a female resident climbed under a fence, naked, and disappeared in the woods for 45 minutes. 2 days later, the state found five staff handling 30 clients, most of whom were supposed to have intensive supervision. And the Department of Education found Lakeview Special Ed School failed to meet an array of basic standards.
I don't know why it failed so badly in New Hampshire.
Again, Joni Beasley at UNH.
I think it's a tragedy, though, and a travesty. And I know the state of New Hampshire is really working hard to make positive changes in the right direction as a result of it. But isn't it terrible that somebody had to die in order for that to happen? Of course it is.
On February 9th, New Hampshire approved Lakeview's 55-page plan of correction. That plan says Lakeview will boost pay for low-level staff by 50 cents an hour and reduce the number of residents with highly complex needs. So while New Hampshire lets Lakeview stay in business, other states are making their own judgments. Maine is pulling all its residents from Lakeview. And late last year, the New York Justice Center wrote to Lakeview. The letter was blunt. Quote, New Hampshire oversight of Lakeview is not sufficient to ensure the safety of service recipients placed from outside of the state. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.